This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Iran's foreign ministry has rejected calls for restraint in its response to the killing of a Hamas leader in Tehran last month, saying the pleas from France, Germany, and Britain lack political logic and contradict principles of international law. The three European countries issued a statement Monday calling on Iran and its allies to refrain from attacks against Israel. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani said the statement from the three European nations impudently requires Iran not respond to what it called a violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Iran's president also said Monday it has a right to retaliate against Israel over the killing of Hamas official Ismail Haniyeh, and retaliation would discourage future aggression. Meanwhile, White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby warned Israel and its allies must be prepared for an attack from Iran as soon as this week.
It is difficult to ascertain at this particular time if there is an attack by Iran and or its proxies, what that could look like. But we have to be prepared for what could be a significant set of attacks.
A ship in the Red Sea has been targeted in a third attack from suspected Houthi rebels in their campaign of assaults over the Israel-Hamas war. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The attacks come as the Yemeni rebels' main sponsor weighs possible retaliation against Israel over the assassination of a Hamas official in July, which has renewed fears of a wider regional war in the Middle East. The ship was first attacked around 70 miles south of the Houthi-held port city of Hodeidah. British officials say a second blast followed and a third happened hours later, about 110 miles northwest of Hodeidah. A private security firm said the same ship was targeted in all three attacks. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News.